Well, some of them had been fighting on and off since certainly since 1937, when the war began with Japan. There'd been spasmodic fighting in what we call in the West, or used to call in the West, Manchuria, the Chinese northeast. They don't call it Manchuria, although it was the homeland of the Manchu people, the last dynasty in China. So they were a lot of them were battle-hardened, and a lot of them were Koreans, in fact, ethnic Koreans who'd fought with the Chinese forces. And some of the most experienced units had been moved up to the northeast to be part of the infiltration forces. So they knew about fighting, and they knew about fighting with minimal equipment in some ways against far superior forces. They'd been fighting the Japanese in various parts of China from 1937 to 1945. They've been fighting each other on and off ever since. So they're experienced. A lot of them are Koreans who feel, you know, they're fighting for their motherland or fatherland, whichever you like. They were equipped with a ragtag collection of equipment. Weapons were, some were Chinese made, some were Japanese made, captured from the Japanese, some were American made, captured from the Chinese nationalist forces, and so on. So they must have looked rather a pathetic army, but there were a lot of them. They went into battle, and they fought very hard indeed. And they were not, I suppose the term would be, as soft as the Western troops were. Western troops didn't do much marching. They expected to ride on vehicles and be taken to the battle that way. Chinese walked. And they were, I suppose, they were better soldiers. But alas for them, as they were in the same dilemmas faced the North Koreans in their invasion of the South. Their lines were very stretched out, and their long-term resources were very limited. So they couldn't carry on the pursuit if the other side stopped and faced them, which is what happened. The UN forces fought back, drove the Chinese back across the parallel. Then there was another swing back. The Chinese tried, I think it was three major offensives. The last one would end in April 1951, when the line stabilised almost where it had started. It wasn't quite the same, but it was either side of the 38th parallel. On the western side, the line swung down, so parts of what had been in the south passed into northern control. On the eastern side, it was the other way, so the line sort of ran like that, and the 38th parallel. The line was diagonal, 38th parallel was a straight line across. And there the war stopped in April 1951, except it didn't. It went on for another 2 years.